welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or you can always head on over to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com, and check out those articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. You know, the Gavin Newsom recall election is coming up. I believe voting is in September. We are hearing a lot about the election, but unfortunately, a lot of the mainstream media just likes to feature Caitlyn Jenner and really no other candidates that are running against Gavin Newsom, which I think is really unfortunate. But today here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, we're going to be joined by candidate Diego Martinez, who is running for governor of California, and he will be up for election in September for everyone to vote for. We are very excited to get his thoughts, some of these other candidates, and what we are seeing going on in this election thus far. I'm excited for the show. How about you, Rob?
Andrew, I'm glad to be on tonight. Glad that we have Diego Martinez on, and glad that he will be able to tell us about his platform. Because as you said, the election is coming up, and I know that there are quite a few individuals that are running. Unfortunately, and as always, the media only likes to showcase only a few candidates that they want to run, because you know that they're the other arm of the Democrat Party, the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, as well as big tech. And they will only put on those candidates that they want the voters to see. I was looking the other day at New York. New York has finally declared the winner of the Democratic race. It took them almost a month to declare it, but it's gone to this guy, Adam. I think that's what his name is. I can't even remember the guy's name, but the media is definitely showcasing him and putting him out there. Why? Well, because they're telling voters that he's a person you should pick and no one else. Don't pick any of the other individuals because they don't count. And we haven't even had the main race yet. Eric Adams, that's the guy's name, Eric Adams. I was trying to figure out his name. It's so insignificant to me. But we haven't had the general election, and he's going up against a Republican candidate, Curtis Sliwa. Now, Curtis wasn't my candidate of choice, but he is Republican, and I will vote for him. But it just goes to show how the media only wants people to know about Eric Adams. Hence, they keep playing him and showing him as if though he is the mayor. Granted, New York City is predominantly Democrat. We have had a Republican mayor, Mayor Giuliani, America's mayor, the greatest mayor. And then we had Bloomberg, who started out as a Republican, then he switched over, became an independent. He didn't know what he was or what he was doing or who he was. But be that as it may, I say that to say that is what's happening in California. They're only showing you a few of the candidates when you and I know that Diego Martinez is running for governor. He has a platform, and people should listen to what he has to say. Republicans should make up their minds and decide who is the best candidate. Now, in my humble opinion, Caitlyn Jenner is a country club Republican who comes out, says all the right things that he or she thinks he or she wants you to hear. But in all honesty, when it comes down to doing the job, that person could very well fade away and then just go mainstream, just do what everyone else wants them to do. I mean, I do believe that Caitlyn wants to clean up California, I would hope, but there are so many other issues that are out there, the socialism. I like what Caitlyn was saying about the Olympics, but what else is Caitlyn going to bring to the table? California is in dire straits because of people like Caitlyn Jenner, the liberal elite, the elitist, the people who don't care. They're just looking the other way. So those are the things that we have to be careful of. We have to make certain that the person that we elect is a person who's down with MAGA, who supports the MAGA platform, and who's going to get out there and call it ace a ace and a spade a spade. We need fighters. And from just looking at what Diego is bringing to the table, I was looking at his website, and it's really impressive. He has here what he's for. He's for life, freedom, the police, back the police. We definitely need to back the police, firefighters, armed forces, first responders, Second Amendment. Legal immigration, not illegal immigration, which is something that the Democrats like to push. We have a border. People just can't come across willy-nilly thinking that I can come here. What do you mean a border? This country is free for everyone. It's free for the people that were born here. Don't get it twisted. Do you actually think you can go to Mexico and just camp out? Heck no. So why should people be able to do it here? Well, the Democrats want you to do it here because they're only looking at the votes. They want to bring in more blue votes. They did a study, and it turns out that if they let in more illegal aliens, they're subject to vote blue. But earlier on, Barack Obama, as early as 2013, was saying, no, don't come here. 2015, he was saying the same thing. But right around the end of 2015, 2016, he changed and said, let's bring them here because we want them here because of their votes. We got to look at that. Diego is also for small businesses and transparency. We need transparency in our government. Right now, we don't have that. January 6th, who shot Ashley Babbitt? No transparency. Who's actually running things on the Hill? There's no transparency. We all know that Kamala was told that she was going to be taking care of the border, but she's not. No transparency. Who's on first? Who's on second? Who's at the bottom of the ending? It's anyone's guess. We look at these big states like California and New York. We definitely need someone at the top that know how to steward these big states and know how to get things done. Diego Martinez. Diego, how is it going tonight, man?
Hey, Rob, Andrew, thank you guys for having me on your show. My name is Diego Martinez. I'm a candidate for governor of California. So how's it going out here? Wow. The race is getting bigger and the time frame's getting smaller is about the best way to describe it. As a lot of people around the world, around the United States know, California is the largest economy in the United States, one of the top four largest economies. And for the last year, it has failed. 70% of small businesses have gone out of business and will no longer be coming back to California. I just read this thing that said that California is on a way back. Well, it's not really on a way back when we lost what we originally had. You can't say you're on a way back when you just lost 70% of your business in California. The only way you can say you're on a way back is after you gain your 70%, then you can say that. But you know, that's why California is doing a recall on our precious governor, Gavin Newsom, Mr. Do as I say, not as I do. The recall is kind of interesting, and we'll talk about it here, and I'll tell you about my platform, because that's what everybody really wants to know. What is Diego Martinez about? We all know that there is a recall September 14th. In the state of California, they're doing mail-in ballots. So come August 15th through the 20th, you're going to start receiving your ballots in the mail. It is a two-piece ballot. Top piece, and it's the most important piece that everybody needs to understand. Yes on the recall. We don't care. Yes on the recall is where you got to be. 8,500,000 plus one need to vote no for Gavin Newsom to keep his job. That set aside, it has a list of contenders on the bottom. There you get to pick your choice. And this is very important for everybody right now. Your choice, your vote counts, whether it's for Diego Martinez or somebody else. This is the only time in history, other than the last recall that we have, that your vote really counts. So what happens is we get the yes on the recall. Whoever gets the most votes wins, whether it's one vote, a half a vote, a quarter of a vote, whoever has the most votes win. So this is why you have got to stop worrying about your party lines, stop worrying about unions, stop worrying about what everybody else is saying. Do some research, look at all the candidates running, figure out who you stand behind that person because that person needs your help right now. So let's talk about Diego Martinez and a Diego Martinez platform. We're looking at homeless problems, border problems, taxes, voter ID. We kind of talked about that when we talked about mail-in ballots, education, our economy's on the ground. I just told you about 70% of our small businesses are gone. We need to bring businesses back to the state of California. I'm a business person. I'm pro-business. I want businesses to grow here in the state of California. Small business, big business. We can also talk about our Second Amendment rights, which are being trampled on all the time. Our constitutional rights in the state of California are being gone when you have Facebook, Twitter, and places like that who censor the president of the United States. If they can censor him, how can they not censor everybody? What was the Constitution built on? Is your representation honoring the Constitution of the United States? Is the people who you voted in office, are they representing you and your values? So let's get down to it. California needs a person that talks about real solutions for real California problems. We have a water problem in the Central Valley. But it's not even the Central Valley anymore. Now it's throughout California. Some towns don't even have enough water. They have to truck the water in. Some, our Central Valley, where we used to grow the bulk of the vegetables, we used to do 80% of the vegetables sold in the United States. We're down to 20%, and we're getting vegetables from China. So we're the most regulated state. They make sure that our vegetables, that we don't use products, we don't use sprays that we're not supposed to, but we're buying our food, our vegetables from a country that doesn't regulate anything. What's wrong with that picture? So what do we need to do? We have a train to nowhere being built in Fresno, Bakersfield area. We need to put a stop to that project for a while. We need to reevaluate that project. But during that time, we need to take the money that's being spent on that project and refocus that on infrastructure. We need better dams. We need a reservoir that's going to hold 3 years worth of California water, so we're never out of water because the drought is actually man-made. Mendocino County, we need to go up there. Lake County, we need to build a reservoir so they don't have to truck in their water. People talk about desalination plants, positive and negatives. Down south in the LA area, San Diego area, we actually have 2 desalination plants, which I'm planning to work with the private sector to get those plants back working so that we can actually get more water. And that's how we're going to come up with our 3-year reservoir of reservation water or reserve. But we all know that you can't hold water in a reservoir for 3 years because it creates allergy, creates salt. So what do? You go to the 2-year mark and then you build a pipeline. You work with your neighboring states, Arizona, Nevada, what you call Las Vegas. Those states are dry. Those states are going to need water. So why not buy your water from California, from our desalination plants? We can always make sure that California has 3 years worth of water and sell the bottom water off to these other states. We keep California people employed. The people that we took off the job site from the train to nowhere, they will now be moved over to building the reservoirs and our infrastructure. But the one thing that a lot of Californians don't know, that the bulk, I'm going to say 60% of the people who are working on this plant for the train to nowhere are actually people from out of state. We need to go back to employing the California people before we worry about other people from other states. California has one of the biggest problems is we don't have trade. Somehow or another, trade schools have gone wayside. We need to bring trade schools back into California so our California people have the ability to make a living. We're going to bring jobs back to California by deregulating California, where industry is going to want to come back, and we're going to be competitive with other states. When I mean competitive, we're going to be as competitive in every sense of the form when it comes to businesses and bigger corporations and industries coming back into California to do business with us. We're going to lower taxes across the board in the state of California. That's federal, that's state. And sales tax, we need to bring them down to make it affordable for people to want to live here in the state of California. Not everybody's meant to go to college, but everybody's meant to be able to make a good living. And that's why trade schools are so important here in the state of California. We have a bigger problem at the border. Our vice president is supposed to be in charge of the border, yet I don't think she knows where the border's at. I liked her comment when she said, I'm going to go to the root of the problem and you're going to go to Guatemala. The Guatemala president said, if you're really coming to the root of the problem, you should have gone to the Oval Office. It would have saved you a lot of miles. When our president tells people to come on in, it's a smorgasbord, open our borders, let people in. That creates a hardship on the American people. It creates a hardship on the taxpayers. And for us being a border state, it creates a hardship on the California taxpayers. It's time that we put an end to this. We go back to the Trump era, which wasn't that far ago. And we finished building the border wall. No, that's not going to detain people from trying to get here, but it'll slow them down. I'm not saying I don't want people to come here. What I'm saying, I need everybody to start coming into California legally. That's why we're going to reform the California immigration process. We have people that have been waiting for years to get their paperwork, but they haven't been able to. The reason they haven't been able to is because immigration so much backlogged. It's backlogged because we keep having people come in and drop into our system. We have illegal immigrants or undocumented people living off the system where they're getting free assistance, free medical, free housing. Yet we can't give that to our vets. We'll get back to our vets in a minute because that's a dear subject to me. But as we're doing this, what we are going to do is we're going to allow the people that are here right now that have been here in the state of California working, we are going to allow them an opportunity, a 4-year California work permit. Now, I want everybody to understand this. This is not a path to citizenship. This is not amnesty. This is an opportunity for these folks to be able to pay their fair share of taxes, just like the rest of us are doing here in the state of California. the cost to them. They will no longer have a sanctuary state. No more free medical, no more free housing, no more free money. Let's just put it this way. Free in the state of California is over. It's gone. You're not going to come to California and live off the system. It's not going to happen. Allowing these people an opportunity to prove that their self-worth, that they're able to be here. After 4 years, they still have to go through the immigration process. They have just shown that they're good, honest people that we want in our state. Also gives us an opportunity to run a background check on everybody. Now, don't take that by any thanks thinking I'm weak. If I catch you working without a work permit, you will no longer be in our state. You will no longer be in our country. ICE will do their job and they will deport you. If you're a rapist, a burglar, or a bad person that came from another country and you think you're going to lie around the state of California, you're mistaken. You're going back home because we will deport you. And we will enforce our rules on deportation, and we will enforce our rules on coming back and breaking the law into California. This will allow California people to get a relief from all the free services that we're getting taxed on, which allows California taxpayers to take a reduction in taxes. I could collect a little bit from everybody and still collect the same amount of revenue, allowing industry into California, allowing programs like on-the-job training, apprenticeship programs, and giving corporations, big business, and small business a tax cut to employ people and get our people back to work. Ideally, we want our California people back to work, which we could talk about welfare to work program. It started and it stopped. Somebody said it was unconstitutional. Welfare was set up to give you a hand up, not a living, and it was never set up to allow people to, from generation to generation, to keep living off the California people.
So Diego, you have said a mouthful, and I'm glad that you're laying out your platform so that the people out there will be able to distinguish you from the other candidates. But something that you said that I'm sure caught a lot of people's attention, and I just want to go back over that again, and that is allowing illegals a four-year work permit. So those individuals who have come here illegally, you're saying, okay, we will allow you to work here. This is not a path to citizenship. You still have to go through the regular process of being able to be a citizen here in the United States. Is that clear in what you're saying?
Yes. So what it is right now, there's over 10 million illegal undocumented people in California. That's not just from down south. That's from every country. You're not going to deport all these people. Not the humane thing to do. Second of all, that's the problem that we keep dealing with. We have got to put a solution to these problems. Stop giving people free stuff. Give them an opportunity because they're already here. In 4 years, they're going to pay enough taxes and enough revenue to almost forgive them breaking the law to get here, running away from whatever they were running from in their country.
When you look at it logistically and realistically, look at what's happening right now at the border. The Biden administration is letting in so many people. And you look at the people that came in before Biden, all that came here, and they're here illegally. So do we actually think that the government would be able to round all of those individuals up? Some of them have been here for 5 years or 10 years. They have gotten married, they've had kids, and they have little communities now, albeit illegal communities. So for the government to go in and round all these people up, the cost that it will cost the government, put them on a plane or train or whatever, or a bus, and then send them back to Mexico, who probably won't accept them. So you're saying, alternatively, recognize the fact that they are here. They cannot become citizens yet. We'll allow them to work. They'll get a work permit so that they can give back tax-paying taxes to the country. After the 4 years, we would have to revisit and look at, okay, what have you done for me lately? Have you gotten into trouble? Have you broken any of our laws? Because there is still the immigration process that they would go through. So we're not looking at your plan is not saying to give them amnesty. It is, you're going to be here, you get a work permit, then we will revisit it. And then there will be a next step and then another step before you can become a citizen. Is that correct?
That is correct. No amnesty here, an opportunity to make it right from where you have came from now. And I know a lot of people say that's amnesty. That's not. It's really an opportunity. Because just like you said, to try to track everybody down who's illegal, it'll bankrupt our state, first of all, and any other state state that tries to do it. So we know we have a problem. So why not put a solution to it? Now, if somebody else wants to come in, they used to talk about chain migration. Chain migration works under this spat. If my cousin wants to come in, then Diego Martinez needs to sponsor my cousin to come in. That means food, health, housing, everything's on Diego Martinez, not the California state person. Now, my cousin comes down here, there's work. My cousin goes down, gets a work permit, is able to do the exact same program. 4-year work permit if they want to be here 4 years. If they want to be 6 months, they get a 6-month work permit. But it also takes all those backlogs of the people who are trying to do it right, and we could go through that backlog and get those people the paperwork that they deserve and get them the freedom that they've been waiting for years, but they haven't been able to because immigration been so backlogged.
Has been backlogged, and we've got to make it such that just coming here illegally isn't an easy thing, and people don't look at it that, well, I can come here and I can get lost in the system. There has to be a way to track them so that we know who's here, when they're supposed to be here, and when their time has expired, so that we could say, okay, your time is up, it's time for your review. Because what we have right now, people are coming, we're giving them a desk warrant to say, come back, report back at this particular time. They're getting lost in the system. And who knows what they're getting into? We have to be able to monitor them. And if it requires us putting a bracelet on their legs, I'm all for it. But we need to know who is in our country and who isn't in our country, who should be here and who shouldn't be here. But you don't see anyone that's raising their hands and coming up with that solution. We have a problem. It's time to say, where are the solutions? Here is a solution to the problem. You just can't come here and get lost. There are things that we have to do. And I know that Republicans, they keep pushing, oh, we got to send them back. We got a crisis. We have a crisis. Right, we have a crisis, and that crisis will persist. Even when we've built the border, there will be individuals that are circumventing the border, or even when the border is there, what do we do about the individuals that are currently here? We can't just go from state to state, round them up, and say we're going to send them away, because we know what will happen. There will be a lot of activist judges that will tie this up with the ACLU, and it will be 20 years out. Those families started making seeds, they started getting families, and it just keeps going, morphing into something that's not manageable. So a solution would be, okay, you're here 4 years, work permit, come back and see us, and you better come back. We need to know who you are and where you are. So that's the beginning of a solution, so that these individuals just don't think, like the Democrats are telling them, you will be able to vote here. Because I think in your state of California, your governor, your knucklehead governor, Newsom, is saying that in some, I think, areas, he wants to allow illegals the right to vote for school boards. Like, are you serious? First it's school boards, then it's the local elections, and then it's the federal elections. Does he think that we're all that stupid and dumb? Yes, he does. He knows that people will not say anything, especially those diehard liberals. They don't have a clue as to you're in the greatest country. Do you actually want someone to come here illegally? Start voting in your elections. That's not what America is about. That's not saying that, hey, we're at the forefront. That says that you're stupid and you're dumb and you don't realize what you have here. So you need to wake up. So I do think that people need to think about this and look at, we need to have a solution. Because if you think we're just going to one day round them all up and send them back, that's not a solution. It's a recipe for disaster. You may not like the solution, but it is a solution that's being put out there that needs to be studied and we need to look at.
You know, I work with law and order. I believe in law and order. I'm a bounty hunter, licensed bounty hunter in the state of California. I own a bail bonds company. Cash bail, if you guys are in New York, you know that that went wayside and you saw your crime go through the roof because nobody's accountable for these people. When we talk about immigrants or undocumented people who come to the United States, whether it's California, Texas, Arizona, it doesn't matter, and you give them a ticket of cite and release, because basically that's what you're doing. You're giving them a ticket to go and hopefully they'll come back in 3 or 4 weeks. Most people don't come back to jail. That's why cash bail works in the state of California. So when you're doing this for illegal aliens or undocumented people, excuse me, if somebody got offended, they're not coming back. And a lot of them aren't coming back because they're scared of getting deported. We know where you're at because you're paying California taxes every year. So on your fourth year, when you go to do your taxes, they tell you, hey, you need to go back and report to immigration, get a new work permit, work out your system. Let's figure out where we're at in 4 years. And in 4 years, if you've done everything you're supposed to, you can move to the next step, which is another work permit until you qualify for your green card. Because now you're an honest citizen. You're somebody we want here. You're contributing into our economy, which needs help. California economy needs help. And what I mean by that is we have to deregulate California, start bringing industry, and we need to be competitive with our neighbor states so people don't leave from California to go start the business in Nevada, Utah, Texas. We have got to let people come back and stay here in our state, make our state affordable where people want to stay here. And that's by decreasing the regulations for people to want to come do business here. That's decreasing taxes across the board, not only for industry, but for the California taxpayer by allowing a four-year work permit. So everybody's paying their fair share of taxes. A little bit from everybody goes a long way. We have a problem with our voting. You brought it up a little bit. I'm going to touch on it. You talked about my smartest governor of all time history, Gavin Newsom. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce him to you. If you're an undocumented citizen, he wants you to be able to run and get elected into the school boards, to your local elections. Well, this is what I'm talking about earlier. Our Constitution is getting trampled. What is the point of being a U.S. citizen if you're giving our rights to everybody else? You cannot run for school board or any elected position unless you are a U.S. citizen. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. Yeah, we have mail-in ballots. When I become governor, we're going to put an end to that. Voter ID. And Kamala Harris, this goes to you, and I hope you're listening, or somebody from your damn organization is listening. I live in a rural area, and I have a copy machine. I can make a copy of my ID. And if I can't, DMV could give me a copy. But your ignorance, saying that we are poor folks and we cannot afford a copy machine, it's an insult to everybody who lives in the damn rural area. Just like your law and order perspective, you want to be black today, but you put more black people in jail than anybody else did. We have got to quit electing career politicians. They're ruining our country and they're ruining our state with statements like that from our vice president saying that voter ID, how can we do that? You got to go make a copy. People in rural areas don't have Office Max and Kinko's. No, we have print shops. We have copy shops. We have businesses that own copy machines like Staples. That's an insult, not only to us in the rural areas, but every hardworking blue collar American, that a vice president would actually be that naive. The fact that people do can and will make a copy if they want to go vote. You know what, Kamala Harris, you're right. At every voting post, I'm going to put a copier right there so we could get a copy of their ID, certificate, and a utility bill to say that these people have the right to vote. And if you want to tell me it's racist, do not go buy a beer today. Do not go buy a lottery ticket. Do not go buy a cigarette. Do not go to your bank and get your own money out, because all these places require you to have an ID. We will have voter ID in the state of California. We are going to take voting registry out of DMV, and we're actually going to put it by hand where people can actually register to vote that belong and should be voting. It is time that we take our country and our state back.
That is music to so many Americans' ears, and I'm sure so many Californians' ears in particular, who are sick of the voter harvesting and the people not having to show voter ID. They just want fair and quality elections in their state, just like we want all over the country. We are here with Diego Martinez, candidate for governor of California, and you are tuned in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all of the great shows. We will be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health four times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The America Out Loud family is comprised of patriots in the true sense of the word. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty and the Constitution to help save America for future generations to come. AmericaOutLoud.com. It's a fight for the soul of humanity.
And we're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. We're back with our guest. He's running for governor of California, Diego Martinez. And he, when we left, he was stating his platform and what he's for and the things that he believes in. And as I had mentioned to you all, also some of the things that are he is looking to run on, but also some of the things that he's against: overregulations, human trafficking, mandatory vaccinations, defunding the police, hate groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, voter fraud. A lot of that's been going on. High taxes, socialism, communism. Now, those two things, socialism and communism, which somehow have managed to creep its little head into our political arena. We have individuals that are on the hill that support, openly support socialism. Cuba, just the other day, marching in the streets, wanting their freedom, the freedom that America has. Signs with America Help Us, signs of the American flag, the flag that Gwen Berry, the Olympic athlete, says that she feels oppressed by. The flag that many on the left, including Joy Reid, Black Lives Matter, and a lot of these other woke bougie blacks are saying it's very oppressive and we need to change it. The American flag that my uncles went to war to fight for, the American flag that was oftentimes, as one Army veteran told us, was the last thing that many families saw, and the last thing those soldiers saw. And one of the commemorating things that those families got when their loved ones didn't return home from the war, the American flag, Old Glory, red, white, and blue, that we used to consider, we used to be so proud of. Now you have people that are, I'm oppressed by it, and we want to change it up. Change it up for what? When our ancestors died for that flag, my ancestors wanted to get out of slavery because they too said, I'm an American. I am a man. This is my country. And now you want to tell me this is not my country? You want to tell me that the American flag is oppressive? When my ancestors died looking at that flag, my ancestors died saying that this is my country just like it's your country. And you have stupid black people and brown people and lily white liberals that are now saying it's oppressive. How did we get there? What are you guys thinking? When you see the Cubans saying we want freedom, you have people stealing across the border because they want that freedom. Now, of course, Joe Biden told them to storm the border. He didn't know what was going to happen when they came here, but he just said storm across the border. It is the idea of America, that freedom, the last bastion. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. America the great. And we're going to take it and just throw it all away because a few people, they're not even in the majority, a few people have all at once become woke and, oh, I don't want the flag. I don't want to see the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't like the national anthem. We want to recreate it. Recreate it and do what? Create another class of people that are discriminated against? Throw it away so that we can create a new form of segregation because these black people feel threatened by these white people. So we don't want them here. self-imposed segregation? I thought we were against that. We fought against it. Martin Luther King, content of character was so important. Content of character. And we have marched so far from the content of character that now we're looking at the skin color. We're actually looking at skin color and making decisions based upon the skin color. America isn't perfect, far from it, but we strive to get better and better each and every day. A country that elected the first Black president. Can you imagine? And we were told then in 2013 that racism was gone. First Black president with two Black attorney generals, he could have done whatever he wanted to do. If he felt that the justice system was wrong, he could have corrected it, but he didn't because he didn't see it that way. Now, of course, he'll come back and say, oh, well, you know, they wouldn't let me. Who is they? Who wouldn't let you? Because you controlled both houses. Maybe the they is the Democrats who are racist and didn't want you to do anything. Because as I recall, I remember Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, we'll help him. We'll help Barack Obama because he doesn't know a lot. To me, that's a racist statement. But no one remembers that. And of course, the media isn't going to bring it up. But America, the first Black president, America that's allowing Diego Martinez of Hispanic descent to run for governor in the state of California, the Golden State. Now, the media won't say anything about it because he's a conservative. He's a Republican. So they're going to dismiss that. But I am not going to dismiss it. Neither will I dismiss the other Hispanics that have come on after dark with Rob and Andrew and said that they have cast their name, thrown their hats into the ring and running for political office at the federal level, some at the state level. Blacks who have come on here also, Joe Collins, Laverne Spicer, Ruben Young, who've said that they too are running. It's impressive. Only in a country like America can that happen. It can't happen any other place. So when I hear people saying, oh no, it's not because the country is too racist, I say, where is a country racist when you have these individuals that are running for Congress, running for elected office? And you want to tell me that there is racism? I don't think so. Irene Jackson, she's running. Monica de la Cruz Hernandez. And the list goes on and on and on of individuals who are running for office in America, a country that we're being told is racist. No, I beg to differ. The racists are the Democrats, not the conservatives, because we have a party that welcomes all. We welcome all. So Diego, when we went to break, we were talking about the election and individuals that should not be voting.
You know, Rob, I wouldn't allow anybody who's not a U.S. citizen not to have the rights of a U.S. citizen. Most of us, I'm an immigrant, came here when I was 6 years old, would have been under the Dreamer program right now, which I'll tell everybody right now is a false security. The Dreamer program's absolutely nothing. You have to pay a fine every year and you're here legally working, but there's no end to it. But no, you know what? If you're not a U.S. citizen, you shouldn't be able to run for office. You shouldn't be able to vote. You want to do all that? Get your damn paperwork in order, become a U.S. citizen and earn the right to get involved in our politics. Earn the right to be able to get involved. You know, I tell everybody this, you need to get involved and you need to know what's going on. But those are the reasons why and the incentives why we want to do everything legally when it comes to immigration and getting people the right opportunity as their U.S. citizens. But our rights and our constitution are getting stomped on by career politicians every day, and nobody wants to do anything about it. Well, I am. The buck stops here and it stops now.
And it has to, because if we start letting everyone vote, then we don't have a country. Why would we want people who aren't citizens to participate or have the same rights as citizens? Then there's no need of citizens to try to do anything if illegals are going to have the same rights that we do. It makes absolutely no sense. Now, something else we had talked about, the border and Kamala Harris. How do you see the border crisis?
Well, I've been down to the border. That's the difference. I know where it's at. The root of the problem, Rob, Andrew, it's not in Guatemala. It's not in El Salvador. It's not in Mexico. The root of the problem sits in the Oval Office of the United States of Washington, D.C. When you tell people you have 100 days to come here, we're going to welcome you. And then you shut the door on them, but you allow kids to come in. That creates human trafficking, and we need to put a stop to it. Kids are going from Laredo, Texas, getting flown to California, getting housed. Nobody knows where these kids are because there's nobody looking for these kids. So that's where human trafficking starts or ends or has a mix in it. We have got to put stiffer laws on human trafficking and sex offenders in the state of California. I will be an advocate for both of these things to stop. If we catch human traffickers, they will go to prison. There is no ands or buts about it. We will do due justice, but we will not negotiate with them. I don't care. We don't need to negotiate with pedophiles, and we don't need to negotiate with human traffickers. In a sense, you're almost wondering if the president of the United States has his hand in this, because it's funny how he allows these kids to come in and then they disappear. Nobody ever goes looks for them. Oh, we'll let the vice president go handle it. So what does she do? She insults the American people in the border states and goes to another country and tries to insult those presidents. And you know what? They were right. The problem sits at our Oval Office, and you need to go back over there and get it under control. Now we have a bigger problem, because what do we do with these people that have traveled five countries to get here, who are hungry? It's not their fault, because they got told to come here by our president. Now that created a different problem.
We've all heard that the walls built up in the majority of San Diego, I believe. But what about the rest of the southern border there in California? What's the condition of the wall?
Now, you got to look at where the wall's at. There's some parts of San Diego that are covered, but there's some parts that aren't. We need to finish the wall. And what I mean by that, there's some places that you will not be able to build a wall because the terrain just won't allow it. But anywhere where we can, it needs to get finished building. How are we going to pay for this? Because it comes down to the same thing. Every time that we talk about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, free this, free that. Where's the money coming from? You know, Donald Trump had a great idea. Was Mexico will pay for the wall. We all heard it. We all laugh about it now. It's almost like a stand-up joke. As a matter of fact, when I do my speeches, I want to get a laugh out of people. After I say we're going to build the wall, I look at them and say, here's the kicker. Mexico will pay for it. What Donald Trump forgot to tell you is how Mexico is going to pay for it. And I'm going to explain that very quickly here. Mexico is going to pay for all our border security, or for a bulk of it. Every week, there's about $15 million getting seized at our border crossings. That money will now be used strictly for border protection, wall protection, and hiring the right people to do the job, or buying equipment for our border patrol people. If we find that our border patrols are getting money from the cartels or from anybody else in Mexico, they will be prosecuted as U.S. terrorists, because that's what they're doing. They're turning on the California people for the cartel for a dollar. If you're not making enough in border patrol, go get a different job. But you do not have the right to allow illegal stuff to come into our state and our country. You will be prosecuted.
Yeah, well said. And another issue that you brought up in the first half was big tech censorship. As we all know, Silicon Valley is located right there in California. As governor of California, can anything be done to these big tech companies to make life a little bit harder for them until they stop censoring conservatives? Or is this most strictly a federal issue?
Well, the problem is, as a governor of California, I control the state of California and what happens in the state of California. As a proud American, as a constitutionalist, I will uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. Big tech, big person, little person, I don't care. I'm not a career politician, never said I was. Here's how we deal with this problem. And I'm disappointed in our federal government for allowing it, for allowing the president of the United States to get censored, for allowing the local patriot to get censored. Here's the bottom line. This is a public forum. You either abide by our Constitution or you won't have a forum. The first time that they censor anybody, we will find them. The second time, they will no longer have a license to do business in the state of California. We will actually censor them. Enough is enough. The Constitution is written for a reason. It's time that we start putting people in place that will enforce the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California. Freedom of speech is our number one. Freedom of religion is how it started. Freedom of speech was the second. We are not going to bypass that by no means. We will stick to our guns.
So, Diego, would you do as or follow the lead of the governor in Florida by instituting a law of sorts to allow citizens to sue big tech?
I think the state of California will take care of that itself. I don't think, here's the problem. I like DeSantos. I think he's a great governor. There's some things I agree with him. There's some things I don't, but you're going to balance out just like anybody else. I don't think that we got into a point in America where we're so happy and people are afraid to do something. I think if the state does their job and we hold up in our legislation, do their job, nobody's going to have to sue big tech for being censored. The state of California will take initiative and do it because the state of California is a lot stronger than one personal individual. And guess what? We have the deep enough pockets to go the distance. An individual that's not. Let's just take an average person that makes $72,000, $75,000 a year. How much money do they actually have to fight in court for big tech? How much money do they have to sue them? They really don't. So why would you allow somebody that can't afford to do it so they waste their money? That loses momentum. That basically deflates somebody's energy. But it sure helps when you can go and complain to the attorney general of the state and the attorney general of the state will take care of the issue. Doesn't that sound like a better plan?
Let's see what happens. What are your thoughts on defunding the police?
There's no such thing as defunding the police under Diego Martinez administration. Let's get this straight. Law and order is going to be here and we're going to actually go back. We're going to get rid of Prop 47 and 109. If you do a minor offense, you're still going to jail. We're going to support and back our police officers. We are going to hold them accountable, but not just the police officers. We're going to hold the sheriff and the chief of police responsible for what their people are doing. We're going to make sure that they have enough funding to get the right people that want to actually be police officers. And we're going to give some respect. You throw water at a police officer, that's assault. You're going to jail. You're going to respect them. They're going to actually be in your neighborhoods because you want to stop crime. Get police on the ground. Get it to stop before it escalates. Get it to stop right at the root of it. Get people to trust our police departments and our sheriffs. Bring law and order back to the state of California. I'm pro Second Amendment. I don't believe in a roster list and I don't believe in a wait period for our ammunition. But I do believe that we need gun control. And when I talk about gun control, it's about taking the guns off criminals' hands and stopping the people who are selling illegal guns to these people that should never have a gun.
A lot of people have been reading about how theft and car theft in particular is up, I believe, like 750% in San Francisco, which is just insane, the amount of robbery and theft going on in that city. What could be done? Adding a lot to the police force, or is San Francisco has a lot of these social workers that they call onto the case. What is your opinion on social workers instead of police officers to handle situations like homeless and other things that we see?
First of all, we have a plan for the homeless. I don't know if we have enough time to get to it, but we're going to clean up the homeless plan in the state of California. California has one of the largest homeless problems around. We've been dealing with it county to county, so stop with that. Let's get a real solution for a real California problem. That's the homeless. 70% of our homeless, mental health problems. We're going to open up mental health. We're going to get those people the help that they need. The other 30%, we're going to take the old warehouse, the old buildings, the old military bases. We're going to give these homeless folks a trade. They're going to help us build their housing. We're going to put rehab centers for them so that they can get clean. We're going to put a counselor in there so they get the help that they need, but we're going to hold them accountable for where they're living, where they're staying, and what they're doing every day. If they don't go to on-the-job training, they will not have a place to stay, but we're going to encourage them. We're going to help them get the help, and we're going to show them the right direction to do it with the rehab centers and the counselors available. Now, when we talk about social services, mental health, social programs, as you want to call it, going and taking care of a police call, you're asking for these people to get hurt, asking them to put themselves, the victim, or a police officer in a dangerous position. Why? They might be trained in mental health. They might be trained in social services, but they do not know how to be a police officer. They do not know how to defend themselves, and they do not know what is going to happen. So my plan for that is, if you're in mental health, if you're in social services, you want to do police work, we're going to send you to the police academy. You're going to be a police officer who is trained in mental health, who is trained in social services. I want the right people doing the right jobs. That's why we're not defunding the police. And that's why we're going to put more money into our police departments and our police force, because our safety and everybody's safety is number one. So when you get the right people and you hire the right people that can do the right job, you don't have to have an outside agency come in and get people in dangerous situations.
I just heard the other day that California is now going to open up all their classrooms when school starts in the fall. What is your position on vaccinations? Because we see now that a lot of the school, well, not school board, but teacher unions, some of them are trying to push that kids as young as 5, 6, 7 take the vaccine when we were told that, you know, as far as them getting the vaccine, it's next to none. And if they did, their immune system is so strong that they would bounce back. What is your position on the vaccinations?
Well, Rob, that's a very interesting point, because in the state of California now, they're going to get the government to go to your house, knock on your door and ask if you've been vaccinated. So here's where I'm at. I am big on parents' choice and people's choice of their freedom. That's why we live in the land of the free. Vaccination should be a choice. Parents' choice, teachers' union, school boards need to get the hell out of our lives, need to get the hell out of our houses. And that's how we're going to do it, because you brought this up. CRT will no longer be getting trained at our schools. Now, people's solution for this say it's school choice, right? Here's the problem with school choice, and I'm for it. But if the school across town is the best school there, how many kids can that school hold? What happens when that school's filled? Then it doesn't matter, because you got to go to a crappy school. We're going to fix the education system in the state of California. We're going to do it by the way Ronald Reagan did. We're going to call the school unions in front of us, the school boards in front of us. No more vaccination mandates, no more mask mandates, no more CRT training, and no more transgender bathrooms where everybody could go use, and no more teaching transgender in our schools, because you are not a psychologist. Gender should be taught at home. And in your church should never be brought up at school, and race should never be a factor in school. Instead, go teach education, go make us on the top 10 in the state, and every school should be the number one choice. If it's not, we will replace everybody who's at that school who's not doing their job. The teachers union is going to look at me and show me the bird and tell me where I can go, and I'm going to gladly, with a smile on my face, say, great, I appreciate you and I accept all your resignations. We're going to go back to holding our superintendents, our teachers' boards responsible and accountable for what they're teaching our kids. And if we cannot grow and get off being number 48 in the country, in the state, we need to get back up to the top 10, and every school should be a choice. Every school in California, I don't care what neighborhood you're at, you're going to have the best school or they will not be there. No answer buts about it. Just because you're poor and you live in a bad neighborhood doesn't mean that you deserve the worst education, because every California is paying for it, and you should get the best education available for what you pay for. No more bad neighborhoods, bad schools. No, every school is going to be a school choice, because I am going to hold everybody accountable for what they're doing. And I hope that the administration after me does the same thing and holds everybody accountable, because education, our kids are our future, and we need to start standing behind them.
You know, Diego, you have a lot of people that agree with what you're saying, especially in California, but they're afraid. You have a lot of people in Hollywood that are afraid to come out because they're afraid of being canceled. How can you assure them? What protection would you give them as a governor who would come out and speak out and support the platform that you're talking about? What would you say to those individuals that hear you?
Here's what I tell them. Go to DiegoMartinezForGovernor.com, donate. Show me some support financially. Help me get into office and I will do all the lifting. I am a blue collar worker. I'm not afraid of work. I'm probably the most hardest working candidate right now on both sides. Look at my website. Look at my Facebook. You can tell where I've been. Don't be afraid to stand behind the real candidate, and do not be afraid. I will do the heavy lifting for all of us. So when it's time to come out, you'll be able to come out and say, I believed in this guy. This is what I stand for. Because we are going to stop that censorship, but we have to stop it with getting the right people and the right legislation to make it work. Parties should not be dividing people. Your thoughts, your abilities, your beliefs should never, ever make you feel suppressed or make you feel less of anybody else. Stop worrying about if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. Your party has failed you, has failed the California people, and have really failed the United States of America. It is time that we unite under Californians and forget about our party lines.
Yeah, that's such a good point, Diego. And then we see on the news, media, and a lot of these polls, it seems like a lot of these candidates with money are getting this big push. We see Caitlyn Jenner, of course, with her family, with several billionaires in it. And then you've got John Cox, who's also polling relatively well again this time, who already got lost to Gavin Newsom the last time. I mean, I've got nothing against the guy, but I don't see why people would vote for him again when he's already lost. Diego, how frustrating is it when you are out working so hard from NorCal to SoCal, and then you see all the media attention going on these candidates with the money?
The frustrating part isn't even the media. It's the people that you're trying to help that say, well, you don't have a chance. Why should we help you? Well, I'm the only one out here trying to help you. Here's the reality of it is our state, our country is in the shape that it's in because of career politicians, not business people like me. Stop voting the way you've been voting and take a chance on somebody who actually cares about our state and actually cares about you. The media and the Republican Party all about the same thing. Who has the most money? Who could get the ratings? Well, guess what? A person like me could get the ratings if you'd actually take 20 minutes and interview me or go to one of the damn debates and actually stay there and listen to what people have to say and let the California people decide. Because guess what? 90% of the people in California don't know any of the candidates who are running right now because they don't care, because they're not informed, because there's no transparency. When I become governor, everything will be on video, everything will be live, and everybody will know what you're voting for and what's going on, because that's an honest way of being. It is time that California stops doing the same thing over and over and over again, the definition of insanity, expecting a different result. You want a different result? Start voting differently. Start looking at who's really running. Forget about how much money they have in the bank, because guess what? That money came from somewhere. If somebody doesn't own a gun, they don't own a house, do you think they're actually going to stand behind you for the Second Amendment or even your property taxes? No, because they don't know what that's like. They don't know what it's like to actually have to wait 10 days to buy a gun. They don't know what we have to do to be able to carry a gun in this state. Open your eyes, California. Open your eyes, America. Enough is enough. And career politicians, we have had enough. But stop complaining about them. Stop talking about term limits. Start doing something about it. Start changing the way you think. Start changing the way you vote. Start looking outside of your political party for the right candidate that cares about you and your future.
Tonight, we had on candidate for governor of California, and he brought fire to the show. You can tell he's passionate and he knows about all the issues. Diego, if people liked what they heard tonight and they want to help support you, what is the best way that they can support you?
DiegoMartinezForGovernor.com. Go to the top, hit the donate button in Instagram, Facebook. Look me up. Follow me, like my page, share it, get your friends involved, because this is a true grassroots movement that I've been self-funding since March of 2020. And guess what, folks? I might not have the millions, but I have the heart, the attitude, and the knowledge and experience to be able to take our state to where it needs to be. Because guess what? I get up and I go to work just like you do every day, and I understand our struggles every day. Help me help California get back to a livable, affordable, enjoyable state. Diego Martinez for governor.com.
Yeah, this is the chance to take out Gavin Newsom and get a Republican back into office in California, which they so badly need. Thank you so much, Diego. And thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Robin Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who recently celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher. We will see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.